Kim Fox spoke at fundraiser hosted by George Soros' son this month. By Joshua Kaplan on March 28, 2019. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, whose office is under fire after dropping all charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett, recently attended at a fundraiser hosted by Alex Soros, the son of progressive billionaire George Soros, who donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to a super PAC that supported her. Fox spoke at a fundraiser for the Justice and Public Safety PAC hosted at the New York apartment of Alex Soros on March 5, roughly 3 weeks prior to Smollett being let off the hook for allegedly staging a racist and homophobic attack on himself, according to photos shared to social media. As Breitbart News reported Tuesday, state campaign records show that George Soros personally donated $333,000 to a PAC supporting Fox, who was running against incumbent top prosecutor Anita Alvarez, prior to the March 15 hours, 2016 primary. The far-left hedge fund manager also contributed another $75,000 after Fox won, bringing the total to $408,000. ChicagoUs.com reported in 2016. But Kim Fox has also found two other sources of cash, in the form of twin $300,000 donations to a super PAC supporting her called Illinois Safety and Justice. The sole donors to the PAC are neoliberal super donor and conservative boogeyman George Soros and a dark money group called Civic Participation Action Fund. A super PAC is a fundraising group, created by the 2010 Supreme Court Citizens United decision, that can raise as much money as they want for any candidate or cause, as long as they don't coordinate on any level with political campaigns, which have much smaller campaign limits. Since the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement in 2014, George Soros has backed progressive candidates in local prosecutorial races across the U.S. to the tune of millions of dollars. Cook County prosecutors infuriated the Chicago Police Department and Mayor Rahm Emanuel this week when they abruptly dropped 16 felony counts that accused Smollett of making a false police report about being the target of a racist, anti-gay attack in downtown Chicago on January 29. Contrary to publicly announcing her recusal from the Smollett case, Cook County State's Attorney Office spokesperson confirmed this week that Fox did not formally recuse herself, doing so only in a colloquial manner. Fox recused herself before Smollett was charged because she had discussed the case with a Smollett family member. The case was then handed to First Assistant State's Attorney Joseph Magots. Email and text messages that Fox's office provided to the Chicago Sun-Times show Chen contacted Fox to set up a telephone conversation with the Smollett relative. Fox told the Sun-Times the relative expressed concerns over leaked information. Investigators believe Smollett, who is black and gay, hired two brothers to stage the attack and that Smollett hoped the attention would help advance his career. Police also allege that before the attack, Smollett sent a letter threatening himself to the Chicago television studio where Empire is filmed. Smollett has repeatedly insisted the attack was real, saying two masked men shouted racial and homophobic slurs, wrapped a rope around his neck and poured a substance on him. He also told detectives that the attackers yelled that he was in MAGA country, an apparent reference to Trump's Make America Great Again campaign slogan, police said. President Donald Trump tweeted Thursday that the FBI and Department of Justice will review the outrageous case of Jussie Smollett in Chicago, calling it an embarrassment to the country. A city official said Thursday that Chicago is seeking $130,000 from Smollett to cover the costs of the investigation into his reported beating. The Associated Press contributed to this report.